Christensen, Jesse. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. December 19, 1905. Mrs. Jesse Christensen, Sebastopol, California. My dear sister, I have expected to visit Healdsburg and then to visit you in Sebastopol. I am sending you my last book, Ministry of Healing. I have much precious matter to put into print, but we need more means. I am trying to prepare a book on our earlier experience in proclaiming the third angel's message. If you could lend me some money, I should be very glad and would pay you interest on it. When the books which we are now planning to get out are in the field, I shall have something coming in. I am able to do considerable writing, and my health is good. I thank the Lord for this. I am trying to do all I possibly can to urge the work forward in new places. The Lord has signified that in different places there are buildings which would be offered to us at a very low price, which we could use in our work. His word to us regarding this has been verified in our experience in opening up medical missionary work in Southern California. Recently, the Lord has placed a great blessing within our reach by enabling us to obtain a beautiful sanitarium property known as Loma Linda. This property is 60 miles from Los Angeles, and it is a wonderful place in which to work for the sick and in which to begin work for Redlands and Riverside. Its name, Loma Linda, Beautiful Hill, describes the place. Of the 60 acres comprised in the property, about 35 form a beautiful hill which rises 125 feet above the valley. Upon this hill, the sanitarium building is situated. The main building is a well-planned structure of 64 rooms, having 3 stories and a basement. It is completely furnished, heated by steam, and lighted by electricity. It is surrounded with larger pepper trees and other shade trees. About 10 rods away, and on the highest part of the hill, there is a group of fine cottages. The central cottage has 9 beautiful living rooms and 2 bathrooms. In the basement is the heating plant for the 5 cottages. Prettily grouped around this larger cottage are 4 smaller ones, having 4 rooms each, with bath and toilet. In all, there are 90 rooms. The buildings are furnished throughout and are ready for use. The 76 acres of hill and valley land are well cultivated and will furnish much fruit and many vegetables for the institution. 15 acres of the valley land are in alfalfa hay. 8 acres of the hill are in apricots, plums, and almonds. 10 acres are in good-bearing orchard. Many acres of land round the cottages and main building are laid out in lawns, drives, and walks. This property cost the company, from whom we purchased it, about $140,000. They erected the buildings and ran the place for a while as a sanitarium. Then they tried to operate it as a tourist hotel. But this plan did not succeed, and they decided to sell. It was closed last April, and as the stockholders became more anxious to sell, it was offered to us for $40,000, and for this amount, our people purchased it. This property came into our possession in such a way that we knew the hand of the Lord was in the matter. Loma Linda is one of the most perfect places for a sanitarium that I have ever seen, and I thank our Heavenly Father for giving us such a place. It is provided with almost everything necessary for sanitarium work, and it is the very place in which sanitarium work can be carried forward on right lines by faithful physicians and managers. Not far away are the cities of Redlands and Riverside and San Bernardino. These places are to be thoroughly worked. Something has already been done in Redlands and Riverside, and a neat house of worship has been erected in each place. But as soon as possible, a thorough evangelistic effort must be made. The work in Washington is progressing. The buildings will be completed as soon as possible. In closing, I will ask you again whether you can lend me some money, for how long, and at what interest. Your sister in Christ.